Okay, so just warning everyone, it's an amazing day today, blue sky. Apparently it's been snowing a few places, but it's not snowed here yet, but it is amazing, an amazing day. So just heading off this morning to Petrol College to help out with some business students. They're pitching basically some ideas, and I think they just want to sort of bounce a few ideas and just asking for some help. So we'll see how that goes, should be fun. I'm always really keen to help out the next sort of generation and sort of give them, you know, guidance and all the rest of it, because I think the reality is, you know, in this age, I think, you know, if you can give help out as much as possible, you know, that's a good thing. And certainly when I was younger, I think I really appreciated any help I got, because it's hard sort of starting out in this world. So many options, so many opportunities. I think one of the biggest challenges I always faced was everyone always said that you can do whatever you want to do. So that was great, but it actually meant that, okay, I can do whatever I want to do, but what do I do? So it was almost sort of too many options. So yeah, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing the students, seeing what their ideas are, and seeing if I can help. I just got to try and get down this country lane without sliding and slipping everywhere. So I'm gonna say goodbye and I'll catch you guys later. Take care. Joys of trying to commute to work. It's just stuck in traffic, guys. So listen, just gonna take this moment to just go on Instagram and start engaging and start seeing who's doing what. I think that's really nice part of social media. It's something that I've sort of discovered recently. It's not just about the numbers. It's really, for me, fascinating and interesting to see what other people are up to and actually comment on their, you know, stuff and share it if I find it interesting, because hopefully somebody else might also benefit from it. So just going to make the best use of my time, really. You know, the reality is I'm stuck in traffic. I can't do much other than listen to the radio. But actually not doing that, not listening to any music. I'm just listening to some podcasts, trying to educate myself, see what's going on out there in terms of, you know, the wider world. Just going to, we're rolling now, which is typical. But yeah, so just going to make the best use of the time. And I think that's the key, guys. You know, I can't control this and I can't make this traffic go faster. I did do a U and went down a different road, but it hasn't made any difference. So we're here, we're stuck, we just got to make the most of it. And I'm going to do that. So if you're on Instagram, I'm going to say hello and catch you guys soon. Okay, so we're here at Petrock and we're just going to go and check it out and say hello to all the guys. It's a bit different. We've now got lifts in Petrol College, so it's changed a bit since I was last here.
Doors closing.
Right, just finished doing the business sort of chat with the guys at Petrock, and it was brilliant. Really fascinating to hear their stories, amazing business ideas, hopefully we give something back to them with their ideas. Hello. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, this is pretty mad. We've got a new building here, which wasn't here when I was around. Really good to see what's happening, actually. Maybe we'll do this again and we'll see what happens. Right, so yeah, just finished with the students who are doing the H&D at Petrock. And you know what, some really nice guys, nice girls who are, you know, obviously figuring out their way and what to do. And you know, for some of them, this is just an exercise. There's a project they've got to work on. For some, I think, you know, they're actually thinking that it's actually something that they would want to do or could do. And I think, you know, some of the ideas were, you know, really quite good and quite creative, from both the technical aspect but also simplicity as well, because I think any business doesn't have to be technical and challenging. It's got a service need and a requirement. And you know, one of the great ideas was just the, you know, recycling secondhand clothes and making it something specific and not specific, sorry, I'm just trying to concentrate here, driving. Just sort of, you know, using secondhand clothes, creating, you know, her own style and selling it. And she's doing that already, which is phenomenal. And obviously she's looking to maybe sort of do that a bit more. And obviously it's a proven model. She's doing it. And there's so many opportunities now, I think, with a world where, that scenario, you're able to market yourself really easily and simply with things like social media and Instagram and Facebook. So I think there's such an opportunity for these young people. I don't think they will realise how lucky they are. You know, when I was their age, there was no internet. So that's how much the world has changed. But one of the common themes that came out of it, I think, was often the idea might be really great, but the execution needs to be analysed a lot more, and starting from the very core, very basic of making sure, your idea might be amazing, but you need to speak to you need to know who your target audience is very, very specifically, and you need then to actually speak to that target audience and ask them, is the product service that you're looking to provide, is that required, is that of value, is that going to help, is it going to solve a problem, whatever it is. So I think often that was quite a common oversight, but you know what, loved it. And I think it was quite interesting, one of the guys at the end gave he's doing an apprenticeship graduate course through a company called Applegate, and he gave a little talk about his experience, which I thought was great for those students trying to figure out what their path is. And I think one of the key messages I hope they got out of it and took away was the fact that, I'll probably go a bit more extreme than he did, is that don't bother with the university unless the job you want to do requires you to go to university. Literally, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a surveyor, if those jobs require you to go to university, go to university. And you know what, that's brilliant, you know what you want to do. But do not go to university thinking that by having a degree is going to help me get a job. It won't. And I tell you now, as an employer, I couldn't care less about somebody's qualification. Now, don't get me wrong, there is within the finance side of the business that I do, I've got two businesses, obviously Bar Financial, which is independent mortgage brokers, but also we've got a tech startup. But unless that industry, which if you're going to be a mortgage broker, you do need tech, you do need the appropriate qualifications, but we can help you achieve that. So. And any companies, looking to support you will do the same. But the point is this: you don't need to go to university if it's a job that doesn't require it. And I think it's more about the person. It's more about their interpersonal skills, their hunger, their passion. For me, it's all of those things. And I think if any young person out there, I hope you're listening, because genuinely, do not unnecessarily get yourself in a lot of debt doing a wishy-washy degree course, because in all honesty, you're just going to be another number with a CV, with a title against your name. And as an employer, I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. So I think the challenge, I think, for anyone who's starting out is without a doubt trying to figure out what you want to do. And I recall, I think I said it this morning actually, it's really challenging. If somebody says the world's your oyster, you can do whatever you want, that's great, but it makes it very tough, because if you don't have a passion, or if you don't know what your passion is, then it's very difficult. But all I'd say to that is try lots of different things and find out what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy. Get stuck in and give it 100%. You might have a passion and you might think that's not gonna make a lot of money or whatever, therefore I'm not gonna do it. But if you're young, you've got time on your side, you could either make a niche and be amazing at what you do because you love it, or maybe you can tweak that, you know, niche and make it appropriate. But give it a go, you know, you got time in your hands. Don't look back and have regrets, and don't think, you know, what if, do you really want to be sitting in an office, you know, just twiddling your thumbs, being bored and hating your job, or do you want to just try something that you're passionate about? And I think fundamentally, you know, we've all got one life, so just make it count. So yeah, loved it. Spoke to Marie, who's one of the lecturers there who organized it, and just want to say a big thanks and shout out to Marie and everyone at Petrock. So definitely 100% want to help out again, and if there's anything else I can do to assist, without a doubt, just reach out to me, guys. So yeah, keep tuned in, I'll catch you later, guys. Okay, as you know, we had a busy day at Petrock, which was awesome. Really inspiring to hear some of the students and some of their ideas. I really hope they go out and do something amazing with it, and actually do more than just a project, and actually do something. So that'd be really interesting to find out, see what happens, and definitely be looking to help out again in the future. Really enjoyed it. Got back to the office after that, and really just got my head down. Obviously lost a few hours during the day. Got my head down and did a lot of sort of jobs that need to be done, and bits and pieces like that. And then really just getting on top of a few other things. We got the Dan Thomas podcast, which has gone out, which is awesome. For you, those of you who don't know, Dan Thomas is a Bristol rugby player, professional sportsman. Bristol are currently top of the championship, and looking to get promoted to the top flight, which is the Aviva Premiership. So Bristol are awesome. Bristol's my team, who I've always supported. And yeah, really excited to see them doing really well. And it was super awesome meeting Dan. So yeah, really pleased and happy to get that podcast out. We've got a video of the podcast as well, and some pictures. So that's going to be coming out probably next week, realistically now, just with the workload that's on at the moment. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be really good fun. And yeah, just sort of doing the daily, obviously. If you haven't figured it out already, the daily is a day behind because it takes time to get everything together, edited, put it, post it to all the different platforms, and all the rest of it. So that's really good. And I think we got a couple other bits and pieces in the pipeline as well. So yeah, awesome day. Tomorrow's my boy's 8th birthday. Can you believe it? Where's that time gone? So weirdly, I mean, I started the business pretty much when he was started the business just before he was born, literally just before he was born. So I left a corporate job, promotional prospects, probably having to move to Bristol, and it was looking really, really good. And I said, no, I've just got married, I've got a kid on the way, and I'm gonna go solo. So a bit crazy, but you know, 8 years on, we're still here, still smashing it. And it's been an amazing journey. So yeah, this is certainly gonna get better. So I can't wait to share more with you guys. But listen, end of the day, I hope you've all had an amazing day, and catch up with you guys soon. Take care. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love, and catch up soon, guys.